Okay, I'd like to call us call to order, March 15th, 2021, Planning and Zoning Commission, special session to order. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us for this evening. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distance requirements and ensure the community ability to participate. Ms. Okona, may I please have a roll call?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Here.
Commissioner Henderson? You're on mute. There you go.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hong?
I'm here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
And Commissioner Gamble is excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
Thank you. Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. And Vice Chair here will do the recital. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you again for everyone joining us remotely. Clearly, the mechanics of today's meeting are going to be a bit different than their regular person and meeting. We still maintain the regular flow of order of business, so the meeting format will remain unchanged. In order to participate, one must be logged on to Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick prime to remind to participate. I will do my best to let everyone know when it is time appropriate to raise your hand for particular agenda time items. If you wish to address the board or the agenda items or during your roll call or call to audience, please raise your hand only when I announce it is appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For this participation on the platform, other than on phone, select the raise button, raise your hand button icon, depending on your device that you're using. This may be at the bottom of your computer screen. For those who are participating on a VI phone, please press 9 to raise your hand. Please wait to raise your hand until this appropriate agenda item to be announced. And after I announce the opportunity to do so, otherwise we will not be able to discern which topic that you will be wishing to address in relationship to the agenda. Our aim is to proceed in a timely and efficient manner. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted to your request and to speak. This applies to both the audience and the commissioners, members. So please raise your hand if you have a question or comment after I announce it is appropriate time to do so. We will announce your name and unmute you. Your access will be, you can speak at that time. Please make sure you are also unmuted on your personal device. Please review the meeting agenda so that you know the item to which I'd like to speak. Please do not raise your hand until it is made in time for you to end that agenda. As a commission meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you're Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers may be limited to a 3-minute time frame. A timer will be used within person in the minutes. And we ask that you respect the 3-minute time limit. All right, is there a call to audience? Is there any audience? I don't see any. Okay, let's go ahead and reach out to our council member. Do we have Vice Mayor Barrett with us?
Oh, that's not on the agenda tonight since it's a special session.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Well, we go ahead and start with, I think it's Ms. Malini with her presentation.
I'll go ahead and read the agenda item. Discussion and possible action on the proposed strategic plans land use objectives.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Harrington and commissioners. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
So first and foremost, I want to thank the commission for taking the time to review this item and on such short notice. I do want you to know that staff is working on a code amendment to help streamline the strategic plan and work plan processes that will be presented to the commission in April for discussion. But with that said, our purpose this evening is to present the town's proposed strategic plan. Next slide, please. The commission's focus is to provide a recommendation to town council about the land use related objectives. Key considerations for tonight's discussion are the outstanding land use items from the general plan, previous strategic plan items, and the planning division work plan. Coordination between these documents is important to ensure the actions of the general plan are being addressed. I will discuss the correlation between each item during my presentation. Next slide, please. So first, just a little background. The Your Voice, Our Future general plan, which is a 10-year policy document guiding town departments and land use decisions through 2026, established the strategic planning process. Strategic plans are adopted every 2 years by town council. We are about midway through the general plan's 10-year term. There have been 2 strategic plans previously adopted, and the proposed strategic plan being discussed this evening is the 3rd one based on this general plan. We anticipate 2 more strategic plans based on this general plan as well. The strategic plan is a critical tool that's used to ensure the town delivers on the promises made to the community. It prioritizes current issues and the 310 actions from the general plan. The objectives in the strategic plan are used to allocate resources, including staff time, and are further refined by individual department work plans for implementation. The image on the screen highlights the relationship between each document. Next slide, please. So starting at the macro level, the general plan includes goals, policies, and actions to meet the community's values and guiding principles. There are 82 actions related to land use and zoning. Last December, staff provided an update on the town's progress on these actions, and 26 reported to remain to be addressed. Many of the outstanding items pertain to the environmentally sensitive lands, which I will be referring to as ESL throughout my presentation, and updating the design standards. Both projects are included in the proposed strategic plan. Other outstanding actions are regarding economic development, such as working with the Oro Valley Village Center, formerly known as the Oro Valley Marketplace, to increase reinvestment and the customer base for the center. A housing study and code amendments to support local businesses are included in the proposed strategic plan, and those are outlined in the blue box on the screen. I do want to mention that although a form-based code is not on the current strategic plan, staff intends for the updates to the design standards to include revising the non-residential requirements for site design elements such as public gathering places and pedestrian amenities. The other items not included, such as requirements for master plan communities and mixed use zoning, are recommended for future strategic plans, which again, there will be 2 more strategic plans after this one. Next slide, please. So in addition to the general plan, outstanding items from the previous strategic plan and planning division work plan should also be considered. There is a considerable amount of redundancy between the strategic plan and work plan. The work plan includes the objectives from the previous strategic plan and other needs that were identified by the commission and council. It purposely includes more items than expected to be completed within its 2-year term, as customer service and current development are the division's top priorities. Items that are redundant from the strategic plan took precedence for completion. These are shown in the blue box on the screen and include several code amendments to balance economic development and the community's values. process improvements to gain efficiency, and online delivery of Community Academy to respect current safety protocols and increase accessibility. The work plan also included tasks that will continue as part of staff's routine operations. Those are shown in the till box on the screen. They include trainings for the commission and boards and the annual general plan progress report. The items recommended for future strategic plans include form-based code, which, as I previously mentioned, requirements for non-residential site designs will be included with the design standards update, more specific code amendments that were determined to be long-range priorities on the work plan are also recommended for future strategic plans and will be completed as resources, including staff time, become available. Lastly, a transportation plan was also included on the work plan. This will be done in coordination with the Public Works Department, who will take a lead on this project. Many of the planned projects are also redundant of the previous strategic plan. These items are outlined in the blue box on the screen and include the lighting and parking requirements, working with the new owners of the Oro Valley Village Center, and analysis of the environmentally sensitive lands, as well as updates to design standards. All of these items outlined in the blue box have been carried over to the proposed strategic plan. Other code amendments that are on the work plan, yet not on the strategic plan, such as revising the development review process, grading, and zoning conformance with the general plan, will still be completed. Next slide, please. Overall, the proposed strategic plan land use objectives, which are shown in the green box, are derived from the outstanding actions from the general plan and cover several of the specific tasks remaining from the existing strategic plan and work plan. The land use objectives are under goals 1A, 1C, and 5A in the strategic plan as shown on the screen. Two new objectives include conducting a housing study and developing a master plan for the town-owned Rooney property. These items were identified by town council as current needs. As discussed with the commission in January, the town is approaching build-out. As land becomes scarce, these objectives help plan for the future by directing staff to expand upon the recent apartment study published by the Real Estate Consulting Group to include all housing types and master plan a 108-acre vacant piece of land that was recently dedicated to the town, both of which are supported by actions in the general plan as shown on the screen. Next slide, please. In summary, staff finds the proposed strategic plan's land use item objectives include key outstanding items from the general plan, previous strategic plan, and planning division work plan. Other remaining items from the work plan, including several code amendments, will still be completed as planned or continue through staff's routine operations. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the proposed strategic plan, land use objectives, which are shown again on the screen in the green box. These objectives direct staff to complete the lighting and parking code amendments, continue to work with the owners of the Oro Valley Village Center, conduct further analysis of ESL, update the design standards, to which staff's intent is to include the non-residential requirements for public spaces and pedestrian amenities. And again, the two new objectives to conduct a housing study and develop a master plan for a town-owned parcel. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Now, does any commissioners have any questions for staff? See Hal's hand there. Commissioner Bergman.
I have to unmute myself. Thank you. First of all, I don't think the hand function is working, but I guess it is now. Anyway, I have one question about the order of objectives. In the strategic plan, for example, under goal 5A, there are four objectives listed. Is the order of listing indicative of the priority of those objectives?
Commissioner Bergman, Commissioner Bergsma, Vice Chair Harrington, that's a great question. My understanding is it is not prioritized under the objectives, but I am not 100% sure about that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, does that answer your question, Commissioner Bergsma?
Yes, yes, that was it.
Okay. Commissioner Posey.
Yes, thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. I've got several questions. I got the packet on Friday, and I had a busy weekend, and so I just like to ask you to bear with me on some of these questions. But is this the time to do this? To talk about the, okay.
Sure. If you have questions, Commissioner.
Okay. Okay. All right. On goal 1C, it indicates work with the owner of the Oro Valley Village Center to develop a multifaceted, mutual, agreeable approach. To me, that mutually agreeable, the verbiage sounds. Strong, or it sounds kind of like it, maybe a zoning request or something. And maybe I'm not getting it right, but that's kind of what it sounds like, maybe too definite or something like that. And I just was wondering if anybody you know was thought about that, maybe it would be better to reword that to maybe acceptable.
So Chair Harrington, Vice Chair Harrington, if I can jump in here too. Sorry, Malini, if I jumped ahead of you there, if you were going to ask. So, you know, Commissioner Posey, it's important to keep in mind that the strategic plan is establishing the directives from council, right? So it's not specifically telling us that you have to go do X, Y, and Z from a zoning perspective, but it's more broadly saying go work with those owners in recognizing the scale of that project and the visibility of it for the town and try to work to find, and sure, you could have worded it any number of ways, I suppose, but that was the verbiage that was come up with to try and to make it clear that, yes, it is a mutual effort, agreeable, accessible, or whatever the word was that you had thrown out there. Sorry, I spaced on what, acceptable.
I was thinking acceptable.
Got maybe. It, there you go. Sorry, it just came back to me.
No, that's okay.
So again, it's not dialing it down to specifically, you know, thou shalt do X, Y, and Z. It's saying just, please go work with them and not please, but go work with them and try and come up with that mutually agreeable or acceptable. So it is essentially saying the same thing, that it's going to come up with a solution that is acceptable or agreeable to the town and obviously has to be something that the property owner is comfortable. So does that help give some context to it a little bit?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. That does. I was just that it just seems so strong, but mutually, it was mutually agreeable. And I just thought, well, I didn't know, kind of just like I said, it sounded like a zoning request or something. I wasn't sure, but okay, thank you. I have another question, please. Mm-hmm. And this is based on summary and recommendation in the packet in its goal 5A. In its review and evaluate the effectiveness of the environmentally sensitive land ordinance ESL against the goals in which it was originally established. Okay, and it says identify any unintended consequences. I was just curious about these unintended consequences. First of all, I was wondering if you could tell me specifically, maybe, or give me an example of what these unintended consequences are, and have we addressed it?
Vice Chair Harrington, Commissioner Posey. So that's a great question. That's part of the objective. So So first, the first part of this objective would be to do that analysis to identify if there's been any unintended consequences. Right. Staff has done some review of the environmentally sensitive lands from when this was on the previous strategic plan, and we have identified some gaps. I wouldn't so much to say they're unintended consequences, but there are some gaps with regard to plant methods, for instance, with saguaros and ironwoods especially, that we want to address through technical bulletins. But this objective also allows staff and hopefully through the allocation of funding as well to do that further analysis to see if there are any other unintended consequences. But at this time, I don't know what those are yet until we do that analysis.
Okay, so is this, are you intending maybe to do this in-house, or are you going to go out and do a contract, come in and study this, or?
Vice Chair and Commissioner Posey. So yes, so that is one reason this project was not completed with the last strategic plan, is because we would like to use some consultants, especially habitat specialists and biologists, to really help analyze the conservation categories.
And last year with the COVID, I know it was tough doing anything actually. But okay, well, so that's going to be in the future. All right, and let's see, I got another question. I got several questions on this. This is under 5A, develop a master plan for the Rooney property that takes into consideration opportunities for economic growth, which is good, retention of open space, that's good, and this kind of took me by surprise, and potential future municipal uses. First of all, this was like, is this 108 acres? Is that what it is that was given to the town of Oro Valley?
Correct.
Okay. So basically I'm wondering what does this potential future municipal uses, what is that? What is that for?
Sure. So Commissioner Posey, so as a town-owned property, there could be government services, even such as an expansion of town facilities on the property. So that's where the master plan will really help kind of identify cohesion between all the different types of uses and make sure that it is designed as one comprehensive property instead of... since it's so large, include economic development opportunities as well as town services.
So what you're saying is expansion of the town facilities?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, has there, on this land too, I guess I was really surprised about it, but what, is there been an assess value of it? Just curious. A value assessment on it. Okay.
Through the go ahead.
Please.
Okay. And so this expansion of city facilities, is there a price on it, or have y'all done any study on that, or is there any nothing? So it's pretty new.
Commissioner Posey, it was dedicated to the town the end of last year. Okay. And this definitely was not, I don't think, something in the foresight, at least through the general planning process when the general plan was done, that it would be dedicated to the town. So it is relatively new.
All right. Okay.
And Vice Chair Harrington, if I can just to keep in mind, again, so I'm with strategic plan. This is council asking staff to do these things. So none of this stuff has been done. We're asking for commission's recommendation on the appropriateness of these items. And then once it goes to town council, if they approve it in whatever form or fashion, that's what becomes our strategic plan. And that's so if they approve that, then we would go do those things. Right. So yeah, okay, haven't done any of that stuff at this point.
I see. Okay. Well, that explains it real good. I appreciate it. And right now that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Posey. I think I see Commissioner Henderson's hand up next, and then I see Commissioner Hung would be after. Let's go ahead and unmute Commissioner Henderson.
Hello, am I unmuted? Okay, good. Thank you very much. I have several general comments or questions, and then some more specific ones, and I don't know, number one, the process here. Are we just making general comments now, and are you going to go through paragraph by paragraph, or how is that going to work? I'm sorry, Commissioner Harrington, I didn't address you properly. I'm sorry.
No problem.
And I guess I'm addressing my question to you. I don't know the process. Is this general comments, or what are we doing? Where are we going?
Sure. Commissioner Henderson, what we're looking for is asking any commissioners if they have any questions or concerns or comments about any of the packet information that was given out towards the general plan, the special session that we're in. So if you have a question or concern about anything that was given, this will be the time to ask staff.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Commissioner Harrington. First, the proposed items, paragraphs, 1A, 1B, et cetera, are those going to replace the old or existing strategic plan? Is that the idea? Or are they supplemental? Or how does that work? That's the first question.
Vice Chair Harrington, Commissioner Henderson, if council approves this proposed strategic plan, it will replace the existing one. That's why a lot of those items that were not completed with the existing one have been carried over.
Thank you, Ms. Sims. Secondly, I want to reiterate or voice my opinion about the short time frame on this. I understand that staff was probably given a short time frame to repair this, and council probably has a deadline for when they want to act on this, but I do feel it's rather short time frame for the commission. I just wanted to say that if I could. Secondly, I would say whoever prepared this document, kudos. It's fantastic. I appreciate the effort, and I presume it was prepared by staff. Is that correct?
Vice Chair Harrington, yes, that was prepared by Ms. Sims.
Wow. Kudos, Ms. Sims. You did a good job, I think. Secondly, and I think you've already said it, that the staff will be responsible for action on these items if council approves. Is that correct?
Commissioner Henderson, that is correct. So if approved, it directs staff to start working on these items.
And more work or continuing work for staff. So specifically, goal number 1B, and hopefully this will get some comments. I think that paragraph could be deleted in its entirety. I don't think it's necessary. I think that if and I include myself in the we with council and staff and everybody else, I think if we do a good job of complying and appropriately taking action in accordance with the general plan, I think that potential businesses will want to come to Oro Valley, and I think they will be knocking at our door. If they don't, they're crazy, because we are the best place in the world to live and work and play. And so I think if we perform adequately on the rest of the strategic plan in accordance with the general plan, we really don't need paragraph 1B. That's I don't know if I can say any more about that. I'm sure that there was a lot of consideration given when this plan was developed, and there may be some aspects that I just don't see, and I'm ready to be informed if that's appropriate. So that's my comment on 1B, Vice Chair Harrington.
Thank you, Commissioner Henderson. Did that answer your general questions from staff?
No, sir. That was a more specific question. I have a couple more.
Okay.
If you will.
Sure.
Commissioner Henderson and Vice Chair Harrington. So goal 1B is more pertaining to economic development. So I do hear your concern with that. That isn't one that we included as a land use related objective. So I just want to clarify that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you said it's not one that you included. Well, it's on my documents.
And Vice Chair Harrington, if I can, I actually added to the confusion here, so I apologize. So Ms. Sims didn't put that strategic plan document together. I was thought you were referring to something else. But so that, just the bigger picture here is that strategic plan document applies to the entirety of the town. So there are economic development related objectives in there. There are parks and rec related objectives. There are public works. And so what we're focusing on tonight, kind of under the Planning and Zoning Commission's purview, are the land use related objectives, which are the ones that Ms. Sims presented on during her presentation. So that 1B1 section that you're looking at is actually, as Ms. Sims indicated, is more in the economic development section of the strategic plan as opposed to the land use related topics that we were discussing tonight. So sorry for that confusion.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chase, for that clarification. So my further comments may also be off the track, but I want to like to make them anyway. Goal number 3B. Again, I don't feel that's necessary. I think if we and our law enforcement people continue to do the great job that they're doing, I don't think we need this in the strategic plan. Again, is that inappropriate comment?
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Henderson, you're more than welcome to make the comment, but yeah, that is not a land use related one either. Sorry, we didn't make that more clear from the outset.
Okay. Well, thank you. My last comment probably will be goal 5A. And I really am love open space, and I would like to see as much open space as possible in the town. And I also noticed, though, in my short tenure here, that there is a lot of land designated as open space, but it's not accessible by the public. I don't know if there's anything that we can do about that, since it's in most cases private land. But is there something that can be done about that? Is there something that can be done in the future when developers propose a development and they propose open space and then they come up with a gated development that the public does not have access to? Is that just something, there's nothing we can do about it, it's a done deal, or how does that work? Inappropriate again, I'm sorry. 5A.
Go ahead, Ms. Sims.
Vice Chair Harrington, Commissioner Henderson. No, that is a land, goal 5A is land use related. But with regard to accessibility of open space, some of the open existing open space that is gated was done prior to some of our current code requirements regarding rec areas and as well as trails for the connectivity. So we do have to, you know, respect some of the existing private property entitlements that they have for those. With current developments, we do look at opportunities to have open space where it is, our trails that are connected, especially looking at the Parks and Rec Master Trails plan to make sure they are remaining open to the public. But it's on a case-by-case basis looking at that connectivity. And I don't know if Mr. Spaeth had anything he wanted to add.
No, Vice Chair Harrington, Member Henderson, that's exactly what I was going to point to. Is I know that the master parks plan that Parks and Rec is working on has a huge trail component to it, which obviously takes into account what is in not only being developed in the future as part of future development, but also looking backwards at those developments that predated a lot of this stuff and seeing if there are opportunities to improve public access to some of those things. It's case by case, as Ms. Sims indicated, you know, because when you're working with, I don't know, pick a number, 25 different HOAs and their various common areas and trying to figure out how to get people through efficiently and safely, it can be a challenge. But I know that's something that Parks and Rec is definitely looking at, and we on the planning side absolutely focus on as part of new development applications.
Thank you, Mr. Spaeth, Ms. Sims. One follow-up question, Chair Harrington. Going forward, is there anything in our zoning codes or whatever that we could say, okay, Mr. Developer, this open space here, because we've zoned it umpty-ump-umpty-ump, will require public access to the open space? Or is that something that could be considered as a modification to a zoning code or such? I'm sorry, is that kind of like a couple of questions together there?
Sure. So, Commissioner Henderson, that definitely does happen. We have public trails that run through private land. And so during the development review process, the applicant or the owner does put easements on those trails on the plat so that they can be used for the public. So that definitely is a situation that happens through the development review process and is something that we do ask for, depending on, you know, this different elements going on the project.
If you would you allow me to ask a follow-up question, that being that I appreciate your answers. You're all doing good. For instance, the westward look, there's a good chance there's going to be some open space there. It's going to be on private property. Access will be controlled by westward look. Is there any way to modify that so that the general public could have access of some kind to that open space? And that's just one very specific example. And I mean the question to be more general. Anything we can do about that?
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Henderson. And because that's a case that's coming up down the road, I'm not going to get into specifics about it, but I can generally tell you that yes, trail connectivity, both within the property and to connections off property, have been something we have worked with them with to maintain. So, yes, that helps.
Well, I thank you for your non-specific answer to a specific question. And I do mean this more generally. I was aware of that possibly coming up, but I just mean in general. I mean, is there any zoning code like R98 that says, yes, you can have residential zoning, but you got to have open space and it's got to be open to the public? Is there anything like that now on the books? Is there any way to do that?
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Henderson, we do. As Ms. Sims indicated, so all zoning districts, not all of them, but most, especially residential zoning districts that require open space, especially those that go through a rezoning process where you're subject to ESL, have very in-depth trail connectivity requirements, providing linear paths, you know, especially where there are properties where there's an identified trail on the town's trails map that it works in concert with kind of the larger Pima County trail system, that we absolutely require that those be put in and provided by the developer. And then ultimately what typically gets happened some sort of an easement is dedicated as part of the final plat process to allow public access to that trail. So yes, it's definitely a focus and it's already in code. Could it be, I guess, revised at some point if that's the commission's desire? Sure. But we definitely do have that in the code requirements today.
Great. Well, thank you, Mr. Space and Ms. Sims. Maybe I can talk to you a little bit more offline and you can help me understand the process a little bit better. So thank you very much. I'm done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Henderson. I know that Commissioner Hung had her hand up as well. Then we'll go to Commissioner Bergman. You're on mute.
I just had a brief question as a follow-up to what was discussed before with Commissioner Posey. Sorry. That was one thing that I heard being mentioned was the Rooney Ranch. There were some pieces of land that were donated to the township. Is that correct? And I just was wondering, because I did not know about it, and it sounds like it's large piece. I don't know how large that is. But was there a reason why that piece of land was donated? And was there any condition to how the land was to be used?
Sure. Commissioner Hong, and I think Mr. Spaeth is going to bring it up. So the property that was donated, if you could see on the screen, it is off of Pushview Lane and Oracle. And if you're familiar with this property, some of the commissioners are, because you did review a proposal, I want to say a little over a year ago, for townhomes on some of this property. So this site does have a good amount of steep slopes on it. So it has some restraints with regard to the topography, which is my understanding as why it was dedicated. It is roughly 108 acres. Not all of it is probably developable just because of those slopes. Sloped areas, which you can kind of see even on that aerial where the ridge line is. That's, I think, why it was dedicated to the town.
So my follow-up question then is, if the slopes are not there, and if the slopes can be removed by some sort of work, is that developable? And if that is the case, what could be the possible land use, without the slope being worked on? Sure. Just a thought. I'm just curious.
Sure, Commissioner Hong, and that's why my assumption is that is one reason why town council included this in the proposed strategic plan. And so that further analysis can be done to see what land use types and what uses are most appropriate for this site, which will be done through that master planning effort.
Okay, very excited. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Next, we'll move on to Commissioner Bergman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. First of all, even though it might have been nice to have a little more time to prepare for this meeting, I want to thank the mayor and council and the town manager's office for including the Planning and Zoning Commission in the review of the draft strategic leadership plan. This is, my understanding, the first time this has been done. It wasn't done in the two previous iterations of this strategic plan, so hopefully this will be a regular thing going forward. I have a sort of a broad comment, and then I have a more specific statement that I'd like to go over. So it's going to take a few minutes. I hope you'll bear with me. I generally support the draft strategic leadership plan, or SLP, although I would like to see a clear connection between the goals and objectives in the SLP and the goals, policies, and action statements in the Your Voice, Our Future general plan, which of course is the only town document that's been directly approved by the voters. The staff report correctly notes that the general plan, strategic plan, and individual department work plans must function together. The ties between those documents should be made clear in each. Of the planning related objectives listed in the draft SLP, the one that is of most interest to me is the second listed under Goal 5A, which is to, I quote, conduct an assessment to determine the types of residential opportunities necessary to successfully promote a thriving and diverse economic base, unquote. I think the achievement of this objective should be at the top of the list under this goal for several reasons. And that's assuming that the order is of importance. Recent information shows that housing prices, both for rentals and for sale residences, are escalating rapidly in the Tucson area. An article on the front of the Sunday Daily Star business section on February 14th of this year stated that the average cost of renting an apartment in the Tucson area rose 7.1% over the last year, when the rate of inflation is between 1 and 2%. An apartment study prepared for the town and presented to our commission in October found that Earl Valley apartment demand is high and experiencing the strongest rent growth in the region. Average monthly rents grew 29% over the last 5 years. New research about property affordability from the online mortgage advisor shows that Tucson has lost housing affordability for buyers at a higher rate than any other metro area in the world. And for renters, reduced affordability has increased at the eighth highest rate in the United States. Oral Valley specifically is now among the least affordable buyers markets in Arizona. Unless the town can find a way to limit increases in housing cost, it will lose significant competitive advantage in attracting employers who will want to know that their employees can afford to reside where they work. The same goes for existing employers. Their employees, including first responders, medical personnel, teachers, and essential employees who we have grown to appreciate more during the pandemic, but who are usually not highly paid, may not be able to afford to live in Oro Valley if housing costs are not brought under control. The objective listed first under Goal 5A relating to improving the environmentally sensitive land ordinance, or ESL ordinance, does not, in my opinion, rise to the level of importance of the second objective for the reasons I have stated. Further, if we continue to rely on single-family detached residences as the primary dwelling type available in Oro Valley, we will continue to grow in a sprawl pattern that will consume more natural area. There are ways to add residences that are more environmentally friendly and affordable without significantly increasing density or changing the character of the community. I will note that planning staff has started addressing this issue pursuant to Action 135 of the general plan, including contracting for the apartment study that's been mentioned previously. And they need to be directed to continue to do that work as soon as possible and to receive adequate funding to hire consultants to do the further analysis. I also note that although staff has started to address the issue, the matter is not listed on the current Planning Division work plan. The work plan should be amended to add a top priority item to address the issue upon receiving funding in the budget for the next fiscal year. So thank you, Vice Chair Harrington, for allowing me the time to make those points.
Thank you, Commissioner Bergman. Any other additional questions or comments from Commissioner Bergman? Not, I think we're going to go to Commissioner Posey. You're muted. Commissioner Posey, you're muted.
I'm just talking. So, anyway, yes, I just wanted to say on the economic question Commissioner Henderson was talking about, you know, that he was. I just wanted to say that on these economic development things, I like to go and read them because that has an impact on my decision making as a commissioner. I mean, has not the total impact, but it has quite an impact on that. And I wanted to thank Commissioner Bergsma, thank you for suggesting that the environmental be, you know, bumped up to a level of more importance. And is that basically what you were saying?
Vice Chair Harrington, if I may, I just want to let you know, I was able to confirm that there isn't a hierarchy to the objectives. Your comments are all still very important with regard to the feedback, but they aren't listed in any type of priority within the goals.
Oh, okay.
This is the priority, well, I guess, this is the strategic plan.
Well, I thank you so much for the team and you guys getting us informed in this stuff. I just feel like this has been very good for future reference, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? Like we've got Commissioner Sturman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. One of the things I wanted to do was to amplify what Hal Bergsman had said, Commissioner Bergsman, and also Commissioner Posey. I think that these goals, especially in 5A, should be prioritized. And I suspect that if you don't pursue this ESL aspect of it, especially in our build-out phase that we're going into, is that we're going to miss a lot. And I would like to stress that point, is that we really need to set up a priority listing, and we also need to, if they're asking, if the council is asking you to do this, you need funds in order to generate the information that they're asking of you. And I sense that from last year, this is my second year going into, we've talked about this environmental sensitive land ordinance, but there's been no funds available. And I was reviewing the documents again today, is that we keep pushing on the aspect, well, the budget doesn't exist, so we can't hire biologists, we can't hire ecologists or habitat people. When is that going to happen? And I think that needs to be prioritized in these 5A, the goals of 5A, especially with the aspect that you're talking about the residential opportunities with, you know, we're dealing with apartments versus residential. Very important fact. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Sturman. I think we have Commissioner Bergsman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. Just to respond to what Commissioner Sturman just said, I agree. It would be good, I think, to prioritize these things. I guess my preference would be to give higher priority to residential opportunities than to ESL. So we may have a difference of opinion there. I think they're both important. I just think that given the present housing trends in Oro Valley, we need to address those issues first. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. Let's do we go ahead and make a motion?
Yes, please, Vice Chair.
Okay. Commissioner Bergevin.
So I'm going to move to recommend approval of the proposed strategic plans, land use related items, finding that it is in conformance with the general plan, with condition that the second objective under Goal 5A should become the first objective.
Do I have a second?
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Bergs-Massard interject. Can I just clarify? So Ms. Sims was able to confirm that there is not a hierarchy on all five of the, or four of those listed under 5A. Does that change your need for the condition, or you'd still like to move forward with it?
I would prefer to, again, list them in a certain order, and that there may not be a need for that. But I think we could also express that the wish of the Planning Commission is that the order should represent some priority of addressing the issues listed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Posey.
I second it.
We got a first and second. Ms. Clement, may we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Henderson?
You're muted.
Commissioner Henderson, you're, oh, there you go.
I vote aye.
Okay. Commissioner Hong?
I'm trying to look for that spot where it says, it's 5B, did you say? Section 5B? I would like to see where that is and how that, I'm still looking at it. I'm still looking for it. That's my problem.
Commissioner Hong, it's all under Goal 5A. There are four objectives.
Okay.
So Commissioner Bergsma's recommendation
is to move the conduct an assessment?
Yes, portion. To move the housing assessment to the first bullet point. So it go housing assessment.
Oh, okay. So I'm not really, actually, I really don't, especially if it's not in order of importance, I don't see the point in which it needs to be moved. So I don't know if I should vote against or just not vote.
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Hong, if you don't support the motion, I would encourage you to vote against.
If I can clarify, it's okay out of priority. It doesn't.
Okay, so we're voting on the priority, whether or not we should put this in order of priority. Is that the motion?
Vice Chair Harrington, if I can. So the motion from Commissioner Bergsma is to recommend approval of the land use items that we considered this evening with the condition that bullet two, the housing assessment, be moved above bullet one, that is the ESL review. That is the motion.
Okay, review and evaluate. This is a lot of information.
No, that's okay. And we have confirmed that it's perfectly fine for a commission to put their preference on priority on that list. So don't need to have any heartburn about whether.
Yeah, I mean, they're all important to me, so I don't necessarily, yeah. So I will just vote against for now. Sorry.
Okay. Fine.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes 5-1.
All right. Thank you for that. We have 5-1. Is there any other information or updates that we need to go over?
Vice Chair Harrington, I do have a planning update just to make the commission apprised of a few things that we have upcoming. So Just so you know that all commissioner dues have been, not dues, but entries have been paid for the American Planning Association National Conference that is coming up, and Ms. Ancona will, if we haven't yet, will be providing information on how to join that. And Commissioner Henderson, you have been added as well. So that's a great resource with a wide variety of topics that are very interesting to the planning field. Some of them don't relate to the town of Oro Valley that much, but you know, they're all still very interesting. So I certainly encourage you folks to take the time. And they're all online this year, which obviously makes accessing them much more easy. We do have a possible upcoming neighborhood meeting that may be taking place on April 1st. We're still waiting to finalize that date with the applicant, but that would be in regard to a proposed text amendment to the Rancho Vistoso planned area development. So stay tuned for that. We will let you know when that's confirmed or not. And then the next Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is scheduled for April 6th. As of right now, we do have three items on that agenda. The first is a conceptual site plan, landscape plan, and architecture for a development known as the Oro Vista Apartments, which is down near the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cañada, just adjacent to the Oro or Noble Hops restaurant. I know there have been a couple of neighborhood meetings. I think most of you have been able to go there. So we're getting close on that one, and that's tentatively scheduled there. And then we will be presenting for discussion two zoning code text amendments. The first, as Ms. Sims alluded to earlier, is an effort to try and make the strategic planning process a little bit more streamlined and efficient. So that gets carried forward, you know, something that was, of course, envisioned in the Yervois, our future general plan. And so finally making headway on that to try and get that through. So we'll have a discussion on that item, as well as a discussion on some outdated requirements in Section 22.4, which I believe is the zoning conformance with the general plan section related to state law, and just getting rid of some outdated requirements that are in that section that are no longer consistent. So those last two items will be for discussion only, and then will be presented for consideration and recommendation at a following subsequent hearing. So thank you very much, Chair.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Spaeth. I see Commissioner Posey's hand is up. I want to make sure we got all of her questions.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if that was we missed you on that one.
No.
Well, I think that concludes our meeting here. I see Commissioner Bergman's hand is up there. We're going to unmute you there.
Thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. Just out of curiosity, a question for Mr. Spaeth or maybe Ms. Ancona is, what is the cost to register us for the National APA Conference?
Vice Chair Harrington, Member Bergman, if I told you, I'd have to, no, I'm kidding. Ms. Ancona, do you happen to have that? And I think it's in the 200 range, maybe something along those lines as a commissioner.
I'm not sure. I was actually in the planning update. I meant to say that all the membership renewals were paid. We had brought that up at the last meeting. But certainly, if you'd like to attend the conference, I can certainly see if we have funds for commissioners to attend.
Vice Chair Harrington, we're off topic, so I've been asked to bring us back on order.
Sure. Sure, I understand. Well, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And I need a second for that?
A second. Robert Henderson seconds.
Thanks, right. Everybody.
Thank you very much for your meeting. We'll see you next time.